Hello and welcome to God's Word is Truth, the radio ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota. We live in a day when many church members don't hunger for the faithful preaching of God's Word, a day when many who call themselves Christians would rather be entertained on Sunday morning than hear the faithful preaching of God's Word. The truth really doesn't matter to many people today. Many church members ask, how does it make me feel or does it work? But seldom do they ask if it's biblical. That's why there's so much distortion and worship, doctrine, and living in the Christian church today. What about you? Do you hunger for God's Word? Do you realize how important preaching the truth of God's Word is in the life of the church? It's the gospel message that the Spirit of God uses to convert the souls of sinners and translate them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. Do you believe the gospel? Listen for the next 15 minutes to God's Word is Truth and hear what God says to us from His infallible and errant inspired Word. At the end of today's program, information about God's Word is Truth will be made available. Now, this text that we have before us this morning is one that speaks about authority. And it demonstrates with each one of us who it is that rules over us, to whom we call Lord and Master. How we treat the Word of God reflects to everybody around us what we think about the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, if you have your hymnals there handy, turn to hymn number 137. Hymn 137. Now, this is a hymn that we sing. It's a hymn that many will stand up and heartily sing. But I have a question for you when you do sing this hymn. 137, Holy Bible, Book Divine. And you'll notice the scripture reference of that hymn is 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed. Now notice the first stanza of that hymn. Holy Bible, Book Divine, precious treasure, you are mine. Is that your thought about the Word of God, about the Bible? Is your thought, is it in your mind, is that the Word of God is a precious treasure? You know, when something is important to us, if something that is of value, we protect it. We protect it that it would not be taken away from us. And the Scriptures call us to be a people that hides the Word of God in our heart, like a treasure. And not hiding in our heart that you cannot get at it, but the idea of hiding it in your heart, because as the Word of God is in your heart, it cannot be taken from you. Because as the hymn goes, it is a precious treasure to us. Now, I would dare say that many will sing that song today, but the Word of God is not a precious treasure. But you don't know your Savior apart from that Word. And so how you treat the Word of God reflects on what you think about your Savior. How you treat your Savior. How you understand Him as to be the one who rules over you. And as I said, this text speaks about the authority. And that's always the issue with mankind. It is a sad thing that it's such an issue in the church today. Authority. Who is in control? Who is in charge? Who is the Lord? Who is the King? Who is Master? You see, if we don't understand our identity, then we're not going to understand the identity of the one who has redeemed us, called us to be His own, and now we are to call Him Master, Lord, and Savior. I've said it before. You read through the book of Acts, you'll find 92 times Jesus is referred to as Lord and Savior. You don't make Him Savior and you don't make Him Lord. He is declared Lord and Savior by His Father. By His precious work, He has been received and declared to be the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And now it is our responsibility to reflect His Lordship in our lives by bowing to Him. Why I say it's such a struggle even in the church today is the church wants to make up how it worships the Lord. Beloved, you don't make up how you worship the Lord. If we would be a people of the book, we would find that through the Scriptures that we are simply to bow to His commandments. We are to worship Him in no other way than He has commanded us in His Word. You know, when the people in the Scriptures try a novelty and want to bring something new to the Lord in worship, they are killed. And it simply says it that way, the Lord killed them. You remember Nadab and Abihu. They offered strange fire, and the Lord killed them. You remember Uzzah, when he reached out his hand to steady the ark, it says that the anger of the Lord broke forth and killed Uzzah. David was angry over that situation. He had no right to be angry. He ought to have been angry with himself because the ark was to be carried by the Kohathites, which was a branch of the Levites. They were to carry the ark on poles. No one was to touch the ark of the covenant. God was to be regarded as holy. You don't approach him in a common way. And beloved, how we respond to his word says volumes about what's going on in our hearts. We see right from the beginning, it's about authority, isn't it? The Lord told Adam that the day that you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. Of all the other trees of the garden, you may eat freely, but this one, you cannot eat from it. There was nothing inherently wrong with that tree. And contrary to what some would say, it was not an arbitrary command. God has a purpose in everything that He does, and He was simply establishing authority. Will you listen to me because I am Lord? Will you do what I call you to do because I am Lord? Or will you go your own way? And you know the story. You know how the serpent came in and said to Eve, did God really say that? You know, choose for yourself. Be your own authority. Be autonomous. A law unto yourself. You choose for yourself how you want to approach God. Let us learn from the teaching of Scripture that you don't approach to God in any way except what He has commanded you in His Word, lest His anger break out and you be killed. Now, we want to laugh at that today and say, well, the Lord doesn't do those things today. Really? Read 1 Corinthians 11, where the Apostle Paul talks about some of them sleeping because they took the Lord's Supper in an improper way, not discerning the body, and the Lord killed them for doing so. That was a discipline. It's authority. Will you listen to the Lord? Or will you go your own way? Remember the two builders? One wise and one foolish. And the foolish builder did his own thing. He built on the sand. He didn't want to have the direction. It took too long. It's too much time to do those instructions. I'll put mine up real quick. And the flood came and washed his house away. The man who was wise took heed to the instruction of the Lord. And he dug deep and built upon the rock. And when the floods came, his house stood. Remember the disciples? Jesus asked them a question. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I tell you? Who's your master? Who's the one who has authority over you? Jesus said in John 8 to the Jews who believed in him, if you continue or if you remain, if you abide in my word, then you are my disciples and you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. If you abide, if you remain in my word, if you continue in obedience to my word, you demonstrate yourself as a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ, that I am your master, you are my subject. It's authority, isn't it? We have a way that we look at the Scriptures. And everybody does. The world has a way that it looks at the teaching of God's Word. And it is found in the Scripture what the world says about the Word. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the world is one that says that the Word of God is foolishness. that the gospel is foolishness. 1 Corinthians 1:23, the world calls the word of Christ foolishness. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, they are under a deception, aren't they? They do not understand the things of the Spirit of God, for it says they are foolishness to them, nor can they know them. The world is one that says, did God really say that? You know the children of the devil. The children of the devil are those that question the veracity of God's word. It happens all the time. It continues every single day. And 1 John 3 says that the children of the devil do the works of the devil. Jesus said the same thing to the Pharisees in John 8. You are of your father the devil, and the works of your father you will do. He's a liar from the beginning. And he abode not in the truth. And so as the devil did in questioning the word of God, in posing a question upon the mind of people, whether or not this word is true, so do his disciples. They do the same thing. When someone comes and they speak about the Bible and say, that's just a bunch of myths, that's made up stories, they're of their father the devil. When someone says, how can you believe that to be the Bible? I hear Satan in his words. You remember those on the triumphal entry? And they were, earlier before that, they were listening to the word of Jesus Christ and singing Hosanna to the Son of David. And now he enters into the city, and what are they saying? We will not have this man to rule over us. See, it's authority, isn't it? The world will not have God to rule over them. They want to be their own God. Jesus had a view of the Scriptures. And Jesus' view of the Scriptures was that the Scripture is authoritative in all matters of life and godliness. When dealing with marriage, Jesus said that in the beginning it was not so, but he in the beginning made them male and female and said, let a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Talking about marriage, Jesus appeals to the Word. That's the final authority, is the Word of God. He says the same thing to his disciples in Luke chapter 10 about how they are to live their lives. They said, you are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. That's what the Scripture says. When he was dealing with the Pharisees, he asked them the question, what does the law read? How do you understand it? Because that's the authority of men's lives, is the Word of God. Jesus said in John 10 that the Word of God cannot be broken. It's a unified whole. The 66 books of the Scripture are unified, and they cannot be broken. They cannot disappear. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. He said in John 12, the word that I speak to you, that will judge you in the last day. The word of Christ judges in the last day. It never disappears. It never passes away. Everything comes to pass that Jesus says. The Word of God is the authority. And it's not that God said it, I believe it, that settles it. It's God said it, that settles it. That settles the matter forever.
God's Word is Truth is a listener-supported broadcast, and therefore we count on your financial support to help keep this program on the air. So if you've been edified by what you've just heard, would you please consider faithfully supporting us by your financial gifts? Any amount of support would be greatly appreciated. If you'd like more information about Providence Reformed Church, please visit us on the web at www.providencerccus.com. There you'll find our contact information if you'd like to leave us your feedback or donate to our ministry. We'd also like to extend an invitation to all who are listening to this program to come worship with us. We meet every Sunday morning at 830 Madison Street, Vermilion, South Dakota. Our Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. and our worship service begins at 10:30 a.m. God's Word is Truth is a ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota, and we thank you for your support and pray that the Lord will richly bless you as you walk by faith in Jesus Christ, for He truly is the only hope of the nations.